is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, Sports Director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. If you're not feeling too festive this year, it's not just you. The holiday season can be hard for a variety of reasons. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
In Wisconsin, the recent school shooting tragedy in Madison can compound feelings of loneliness and grief that are already common this time of year. Mary Kay Battaglia, who heads the National Alliance on Mental Illness Wisconsin chapter, says seeing others celebrating can also contribute to feelings of stress.
You see everyone around you, the commercials, it's festive, right? Everyone else is festive. And sometimes you're not feeling as festive as what social media or the commercials you're seeing are telling you you should feel.
NAMI reports 3 in 5 Americans feel the holidays negatively impact their mental health. Adults are encouraged to pay special attention to the young people in their lives this time of year. State data indicate about 1/3 of young Wisconsinites report feelings of sadness and hopelessness nearly every day. Battaglia believes it's another sign that local communities need to focus more on how to help people reconnect in meaningful ways.
We've had social media take us to a place that allows us to think we're connecting, but we're not really. We're not connecting with people. And so I think it's really important that youth feel connected in some way that's real and honest and in person.
For those who don't have friends or family close, Battaglia says the Uplift Wisconsin hotline is open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily, and anyone can call if they need someone to talk with. And if you're experiencing a mental health crisis, you can call 988 to reach the National Suicide and Crisis Hotline. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And you're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Bucks lose to the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Bulls at the United Center last night, 116-111. Damian Lillard was back, scoring 29 points. Giannis out a fourth straight game, dealing with back spasms and a flu bug. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers after the loss.
You know, if guys are out, they're out, and you still want to win games. I think we should have won the last two games, but should have and doing it is two different things. And, you know, I don't look back like, okay, well, yeah, we could have been 18-12, but we're not. You know what I'm saying? So what are you going to do about it? You're going to go and keep building. Hopefully we get everybody back. We start playing well and get back to the way we were playing.
Men's college hockey. The Badgers in the final of the holiday faceoff at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee tonight against UConn. Wisconsin beating Ferris State yesterday 8-0 to advance. NFL. Packers at the Vikings. A recap coming up tonight after the game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
You ever really want to get back at me?
Well, you're claustrophobic. That would really...
Oh, God.
Oh, that would be tough for you.
Oh, the worst.
Wow. He would talk like that.
Like get that. Absolutely. Get
this. Put him in a drum and throw him in the water. He's claustrophobic and he can't swim.
Yeah.
I think we can get anything we wanted out of you.
Anything.
All right, Todd, mental note.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. And on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Back we are, the music of the stars. Good morning, I'm Lou Regani. Civic Media Radio Network. Happy New Year, almost. Join me on New Year's Eve.
This is Shorty Rogers. I hope you enjoy our jazz version of the Nutcracker Suite as much as we enjoyed recording it. Thank you.
little girl marched round her Christmas tree, and many a marvelous toy had she. There were cornucopias of sugar plums, and a mouse with a crown that sucked its thumbs, and a fascinating Russian folderol, which was a doll inside a doll inside a doll inside a doll, and a posy as gay as the Christmas lights, and a picture book of the Arabian Nights, and a painted silken Chinese fan. But the one she loved was the Nutcracker Man. She thought about him when she went to bed, with his great long legs and his funny little head. So she crept downstairs for a last good night, and arrived in the middle of a furious fight. The royal mouse that sucked its thumbs led an army of mice with swords and drums. They were battling to seize the toys as slaves to wait upon them in their secret caves. The Nutcracker Man cracked many a crown, but they overwhelmed him. They whelmed him down. They were cramming him into a hole in the floor when the little girl tiptoed to the door. She had one talent which made her proud. She could meow like a cat, and now she meowed. A meow so fierce, a meow so feline, that the mice fled home in a squealing beeline. The Nutcracker Man cracked a hickory nut to see if his jaws could open and shut. Then he cracked another, and he didn't wince, and he turned like that into a handsome prince. And the toys came dancing from the Christmas tree to celebrate the famous victory.
Shorty Rogers, Swingin' Tchaikovsky. Thank you. That is Shorty Rogers and the Sax Quartet. Hey, the music of the stars all the way till high noon. Join us on Facebook, Spike Jones.
I got a drum. I got a horn. They gave me a bicycle just for being born. But I'm only getting half of what I oughta, 'cause my birthday comes on Christmas. I got a train. Gave me a space suit, that should be lots of fun. But I'm only getting half of what I oughta, 'cause my birthday comes on Christmas. Gee, but it's tough to be a kid like me. But I guess there is nothing I can do, 'cause all of the stuff beneath the Christmas tree has to count for my birthday too. I get so mad at Mom and Dad of all of the days that they picked to have me had. And they only give me half of what they oughta, 'cause my birthday comes on Christmas. But I guess there's nothing I can do, 'cause all of the stuff beneath the Christmas tree has to count for my birthday too. Oh, I get so mad at Mom and Dad of all of the days that they picked to have me had. And they only give me half of what they oughta, 'cause my birthday comes on Christmas. My birthday have to come on Christmas.
Music of the stars. And some of our least loved Christmas stories.
'Twas the fright before Christmas. No one upset me with a big bowl of popcorn watching TV. I stretched, gave a yawn, settled back in my chair in hopes that St. Nicholson soon would be there. The children were lying awake without sleep. They'd seen all his movies. He gives them the creeps. I'd queued up Cuckoo's Nest with my trusty remote to the part where he had all the nuts on the boat. When out in the yard, there arose such a noise, I turned off the TV to see what it was. And what to my wondering eyes should approach but the Los Angeles Lakers and Pat Riley, their coach. The limo was racing, the team at its heels. That's when I saw him, the man at the wheel. He ranted and cursed, waved round his swizzle stick, and I knew in a second it must be Jack Nick. More rapid than the Celtics, these Lakers they came. He screamed like a madman and called them by name.
Now Magic, now Worthy, now Scott and Kareem, on Cooper, on Rambis, and the rest of the team.
Down the chimney, St. Nicholson came with a groan. Then he brushed off the soot and said,
"Honey, I'm home."
He was wearing a trench coat, with beer it was stained, and a shirt clawed to shreds by Shirley MacLaine. He had a fat face and a flabby beer belly from too many trips to the bar and the deli.
It's tough when an actor becomes fat and lazy. I only get calls to play weirdos and crazies, and middle-aged has-beens with washed-up careers. But I'll fix them all and play Santa this year.
And with that, he buried his head in the sack and said,
"Let's see what you get from your old buddy Jack. A hatchet for daddy.
He reared back his head.
To scare all those little buggers upstairs in bed. And a stiff drink for mommy in a nice tall glass. She could really use something to kill that bug up her chimney.
With a wink of his eye and a twist of his face, he threw all the stockings into the fireplace. What could I do? What could I say? What would I wear on my feet Christmas Day? I asked for a reason, and turning his head, he looked straight at me, and here's what he said.
Why? Do you want to know why? Do you really want to know why, pal? I'll tell you why. When you're out Christmas shopping, you know, doing your little Christmas things with all your little Christmas friends, spreading all that Christmas cheer with those stupid Christmas songs. Did you ever stop and think of picking up a little something for old Jack? Huh? Did you ever stop to think what Jack might like for Christmas? You know, Jack from the movies, up on the big screen, pouring his heart out.
Hold me close and hold me fast, the magic spell you cast. This is La Vie en Rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs, and though I close my eyes, I see La Vie en Rose. When you press me to your heart, I'm in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday words seem to turn into love songs. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always be La Vie en Rose. Quand elle me prend dans ses bras, elle nous parlait tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Elle m'en dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Elle est entrée dans mon cour, une porte de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est elle pour moi, moi pour elle dans la vie. Elle m'en l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors j'ai sans émoi mon cœur qui bat. Et chérie, j'adore ça, chérie.
The flames towered brightly in the cold, wintry sky as he made for his limo and bade his goodbye. And an age may unfold ere I fail to regret that visit from St. Nicholson, which I'd sooner forget. But I swear by the goosebumps upon my skin that I'll always remember that devilish grin and his voice crying out ere he faded from sight.
Merry Christmas to all, and I hope I never see you again as long as I live, for crying out loud.
I'm gone with that whistle wails, and that's why I'm riding the rails. Hoboken, York, Virginia. seconds is all I'll stay. Keeps me out of county jails, and that's why I'm riding the rails. Moline, Kentucky, or the fields of Alabama. Rooming with the box of nails, or peanuts and yams. Got no next of kin, and there's no one in my will. Only thing I'm scared of is standing still. I'll ride till I'm dead. Boxcar's my only bed. That's home when all else fails. That's why I'm riding the rail.
Rush Fire Billy and his buddies Ned and Slim. 9 years back in Provo was the last I saw of him. Break man, leave me be. Let this hobo rest his bones. Sleep will overtake me when that easy moans. That country's long and wide.
The Santa Fe's my bride.
I'll hop her when she sails.
That's why I'm riding the rails.
I'm riding, I'm sliding, I won't last too long. Got a bandana and a whistle for a song.
My little boy and girl asked me, Daddy, what's a train? When I was just a boy and living by the track, us kids would gather up the coal in big old gunny sacks. Then we heard the warning sound as the train pulled into view. The engineer would smile and wave as she went rolling through. She blew so loud and clear, we had to cover up our ears. We counted cars just as high as we could go. I can almost hear the steam, those big old drivers scream, a sound my little kids will never know. Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain? When my little boy and girl ask me, Daddy, what's train. I guess the times have changed, kids are different now, 'cause some don't even seem to know that milk comes from a cow. My little boy can tell the names of all the baseball stars. I remember how we memorized the names on railroad cars. The Wabash and the TP, Lackawanna, the IC, the nickel plate, the good old Santa Fe. Just names out of the past, I guess they're fading fast, every time I hear my little boy say. Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain? When my little boy and girl ask me, Daddy, what's a train? We climb into the car, drove down into town, right up to the depot house, but no one was around. We searched the yard together for something I could show, but I knew there hadn't been a train for a dozen years or so. All the things I did when I was just a kid, how far away those memories appear. I guess it's plain to see they still mean a lot to me. My ambition was to be an engineer. Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain? When my little boy and girl ask me, Daddy, what's a train?
John Denver. Music of the Stars, K.D. Lang.
Woo, 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 woo.
my game. Bea knows my middle name. I'm gonna that whistle wails, and that's why I'm riding the rails. Hoboken, New York, PA. 60 seconds is all I'll stay. Keeps me out of county jails, and that's why I'm riding the rails. Moline, Kentucky, or the fields of Alabama. Rooming with the fox and males, or peanuts and yams. Got no next of kin, and there's no one in my will. Only thing I'm scared of is standing still. I'll ride till I'm dead. Boxcar's my only bed. That's home when all else fails. That's why I'm riding the rails.
Rush Fire Billy and his buddies Ned and Slim. 9 years back in Provo was the last I saw of him. Break me, leave me be. Let this hobo rest his bones. Sleep will overtake me when that easy moan.
My bride.
I'll hop her when she sails.
That's why I'm riding the rail.
I'm riding, I'm sliding, I won't last too long. Got a bandana and a whistle for a song. There ain't no wheels on the floor of a jail. That's why I'm riding the rail.
Katie Lang. Henry King. And the orchestra. Music at the Stars. Roger Miller, 1967.
Old toy trains, little toy tracks, little boy toys coming from a sack, carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't think it's time you were in bed. Close your eyes, listen to the sky. Soon you'll hear Kris Kringle and the jingle bells, bringing old toy trains, little toy tracks, little boy toys coming from a sack, carried by a man dressed in white and red.
Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed? Close your eyes, listen to the skies. All is calm, all is well. Soon you'll hear Kris Kringle and the jingle bells bringing old toy trains, little toy tracks, little boy toys coming from a sack carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed?
Tom Hanks.
Please, tickets. Well, you're coming.
Magic carpet on the
railway. Never takes a rest.
Flying through the mountains and the snow.
You can ride for free.
If you say yes, cause that's the way things happen on the Polar Express.
You bet.
Twirl, whirl, whistle, blow, as the sun will sing. Ding, ding, lowering.
Golly, look at it go.
Wonder if you'll get there soon. Anybody's guess.
Cause that's the way things happen on the Polar Express. With a stunning view that rivals all the best, but you won't ever see it advertised. It's a simple fact, we stay on track, though sometimes we digress, but that can only happen on the Polar Express. That's the sound of her breathing. Express. Lights are gleaming far across the snow. You're not dreaming. May I present the North Pole? If it's penguins you expect to view, you surely haven't guessed. They all live down at the other end. With a little luck, we'll be on time. There's no need to stress, because that's the way things happen on the Polar Express. That's the sound of a singing. Check my manifest. Young man, that is not a toy. Take your seats, please. Take your seats.
Can't locate the guy. I don't know where he is. Stall for time.
Okay. Chattanooga Choo Choo. Run it down again. Let's go.
Glenn Miller.
Two.
The music of the stars.
Thank you.
text what you say.
Step aside, partner, it's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version
of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
Yes, yes, track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga choo-choo?
I got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling.
Woo woo, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roll.
So Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga, Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga choo-choo.
That's on the Tennessee line.
She said the Tennessee line, Jack.
She means that she can't afford.
I can't afford to board a Chattanooga choo-choo.
What have you got in there?
Oh, got my fare.
You say you have?
Uh-huh, but not a nickel to spare.
Well, I do, who declare?
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four.
Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner.
Nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar,
then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shut up for all the calling, got to keep it rolling.
Whoa, Chattanooga, there you are.
Chattanooga, choo-choo, there you are.
Time.
It's practically straight up, isn't it?
1 minute to midnight, 1 minute to go, 1 minute to say goodbye before we say hello. Let's start the new year right, 12 o'clock tonight, when they dim the light, let's begin kissing the old year out, kissing the new year in. Let's watch the old year die with a fond goodbye and our hopes as high as a kite. How can our love go wrong if we start the new year right?
That's it. That's midnight. I'll see you out on the floor, huh?
I forgot my check.
You won't need that, but I think you'll need your coat.
Happy New Year! Same deal. Many
out.
Holiday Inn, 1942. Fred Astaire, of course. The music of the stars. Civic Media Radio Network. Happy holiday, everybody.
Every wish come true. Happy holiday, happy holiday.
calendar keep ringing happy holidays to you. If you're burdened down with trouble, if your nerves are wearing thin, park your load down the road and come to Holiday Inn.
If the traffic noise affects you like a squeaky violin, kick your cares down the stairs and come to Holiday Inn.
If you can't find somebody who will set your heart awhirl, get in your car and motor to the home of boy meets girl.
If you're laid up with a breakdown, throw away your vitamin.
Don't get worse.
Grab your nurse and come to Holiday Inn.
Happy holidays, happy holidays. May the calendar keep ringing happy holidays to you.
These are the Gold Diggers from the Dean Martin Show. Music of the Stars. Stand by for CBS News. Back again in just a bit. This is Souter Finnegan. Remember Souter Finnegan?
Is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.